The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Here's some very interesting information about Sarah Palin, sent by an unknown Alaskan. He says, the last 45 of my 66 years I have spent in a commercial fishing town in Alaska. I understand Alaska politics, but never understood national politics well until this last year. Here's what I know about Governor Sarah Palin. Number one, Democrats forget when Palin was the darling of the Democrats because as soon as she took the governor's office away from fellow Republican and tough SOB Frank Murkowski, she tore into the Republicans' Corrupt Bastards Club, CBC, and sent them packing. Many of them are now residing in state housing and wearing orange jumpsuits. Two, now with the CBC gone, there were fewer Alaskan politicians to protect the huge, giant oil companies here, so she constructed a new system of splitting the oil profits called ACES, A-C-E-S. Exxon, the biggest corporation in the world, protested, and Sarah told them, don't let the door hit you in the stern on your way out. They stayed. And Alaska residents went from being nearly wealthy to being filthy rich. Of course, the other huge international oil companies meekly fell in line. Which other governor in the country has done anything similar? 3. She also walked into the governor's office with a list of state requests for federal funding for projects known as PORC. She went through the list, took 85% of them, and placed them in the When Hell Freezes Over stack. She let locals know that if we needed something built, we would pay for it ourselves. She also sold the previous governor's jet because it was extravagant. I'm still waiting to hear the names of those other governors. Also, she managed to put together a totally new approach to getting a natural gas pipeline, which would be the biggest private construction project in the history of North America. No one else could do it, although they tried. Number 5. For 30 years, Exxon held a lease to do exploratory drilling at a place called Point Thompson. They made excuses the entire time why they couldn't start drilling. In truth, they were holding it like an investment. No governor for 30 years could make them get started, and she told them she was revoking their lease and kicking them out. They protested and threatened court action. She shrugged and reminded them that she knew the way to the courthouse. Alaska won again. 6. After the recent national election, she was content to return to Alaska and go to work. But the haters wouldn't let her. They kept tormenting her with frivolous lawsuits, and they always lost. No one ever told them what happens when you continually jab and pester a barracuda. Without warning, it will spin around and tear your face off. They should have known better. Now you have just heard the truth about Sarah Palin, which sends the media, along with the Democratic Party, into a wild frenzy to discredit her. So I say, you go, girl. I only wish the men in Washington had your guts, determination, honesty, and morals. Kudos to the unknown Alaskan for this information. No wonder the pathetic Democrats are terrified. What's the best thing they could come up with? A leader busy dismantling our free country and changing it into a socialistic one. Is that the change he promised us? For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.